Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The fool who showed up. Libra full moon. April 1st. April Fools. The sky picked this date on purpose. Or at least it's asking you to treat it that way. Because the question this full moon is putting on the table isn't a gentle one. It's the kind that separates the people who meant it from the people who meant to mean it. Back in October, you planted a seed. The new moon at 28 degrees Libra. Saturn was sitting retrograde at 26 degrees Pisces. The exact degree where Venus made her vow months earlier. Watching to see what you were going to do with it. The question then was, are you planting a real seed or another beautiful fantasy? This full moon is the flowering point. 6 months later, April 1st. The fool is not the person who tried and failed. The fool is the person who made the vow and never moved. Who processed instead of built. Who kept the dream so safely tucked inside the intention that it never had to survive contact with reality. Don't be that fool. The sky is asking you what you actually grew. The full moon lands at 12 degrees Libra, directly across the axis from where Venus stationed retrograde at 10 degrees Aries in 2025. That opposition is not a coincidence. The sky is illuminating the exact polarity where Venus stopped, turned inward, and began questioning everything she thought she wanted. That retrograde station in Aries was the descent. This full moon, landing on the Libra side of that same axis, is the return. And it's asking whether you came back with anything real. Libra is Venus' sign. Balance. Relationships. The scales. But Libra is not passive equilibrium. It is the active work of bringing things into right relationship with each other. You can't abandon one side of the scale for the other. You can't choose the dream and ignore the earth it needs to root in. You can't choose the structure and forget the soul it was built to serve. That tension between what you feel and what you built, between the vision and reality, is exactly what this full moon is illuminating. To understand what's flowering for this full moon, you have to understand what was planted and what had to die before the planting could happen. This story started early 2025 when Venus entered Pisces in her exaltation. Maximum romance, maximum vision, the dream activated. She met with the North Node at 28 degrees Pisces, destiny point. And then she met Saturn. That meeting was the vow. Not a casual intention, a karmic commitment made in the waters of Pisces, witnessed by the planet of accountability, sealed at the destiny point. Saturn wasn't there to punish, he was there to make it real. Then Venus went retrograde, the descent into the underworld. Every relationship review, every value question, every attachment examined. She came back up and made the vow again. This time, consciously, directly, with open eyes. Conjunct Saturn and the North Node at 26 degrees Pisces. That was the sacred yes. Not the yes of fantasy. The yes of someone who knows what they're agreeing to. Then she traveled the full zodiac. Into Aries, into her own sign, all the way to Virgo, her sign of fall, where she met the South Node. That was the release, the perfectionism, the overanalysis, the love that required earning. She put it down, and what remained after that release was real. It was tested. It's durable. She crossed into Aries, carrying only what survived. Met Chiron, the wounded healer, and let the heart open again without the armor. Then Neptune confirmed the vision was still alive. Then Saturn and Aries gave her the green light. The Pisces phase is over. What you built is real. Now it's time to move. Venus arrived at this full moon through all of that. She didn't walk in unprepared. She's walking in forged. Venus is in Taurus, her Earth domicile. And at the new moon in October, she was in her air domicile, Libra. Now she's grounded, embodied. What began in the air, in thought, intention, and the airy quality of a seed being set, must now be rooted in Earth. Venus in Taurus is sensual presence over abstract ideas. Security that is real, not imagined. Beauty that you can touch. She's stronger at this full moon than she was when you planted the seed. And that matters. The ruler of this lunation is operating from a space of earned, grounded power. Mars is in Pisces, in the bounds of Jupiter, in the sign of Venus's exaltation. The warrior became the mystic. The penetrating Scorpio energy of the new moon, Mercury and Mars cutting through shadow, naming what needed naming, had dissolved into Piscean intuition. The sword is still there, but the hand holding it has learned when the most powerful action is non-action. Mars in Pisces carries a hidden Venus signature. The masculine energy of this full moon is operating in a place where love is exalted. Mercury is in Pisces too, fallen, but escorted by Mars and in the bounds of Jupiter. Mercury can't trust its usual precision here. The analytical mind has to surrender control. But Jupiter at 15 degrees Cancer is forming a trine to Mercury and Pisces. And they are also in mutual reception by bounds. Two planets that are natural adversaries in each other's bounds. In a flowing trine aspect at the same time. That is not a small thing. Mercury without Jupiter is paralysis by analysis. Jupiter without Mercury is spiritual bypassing. A trine between them, water to water, with mutual reception underneath, is wisdom that moves without friction. Ideas that become things. Faith that shows its work without being asked twice. And Saturn. Saturn is now direct at 5 degrees Aries in the bounds of Jupiter. He moved. He completed his retrograde review at 26 degrees Pisces, the vowel point, and he moved on. That tells you something. The guardian doesn't leave until the work is done. Saturn in Aries, direct means accountability phase is complete. The review is over. Whatever was built during the 6 months between the seed and the flower, Saturn has already assessed it. He moved because the work held up. The only question is whether your work held up. This is the harvest moment, not a beginning, not a planning session, a reckoning with what you actually grew from what you planted. In October, you were asked, what did you vow when the fall cleared? What are you ready to begin with clear eyes? The full moon is not asking that. The full moon is asking, what did you do with that answer? Not what you felt, not what you intended, not what you're planning to do now that you've been reminded. What did you actually build? What did you move toward? What did you release? What did you initiate? Or what did you become between October and this full moon? is something real, Gru. If you showed up consistently, if you made the hard choice, if you carried the weight without putting it down when it got uncomfortable, this full moon is the confirmation. Venus in Taurus receiving the full moon light is the embodiment of earned wisdom, the dream rooted in earth, the flower that actually bloomed. And if you've been processing, sitting around waiting, almost starting, the full moon in Libra on April Fool's is not going to let that slide quietly. Libra holds the scales. The scales don't lie. You planted in October. It's April. What's in the ground? The fool is not the one who tried and fell short. The fool is the one who made the vow in October and treated it like a feeling instead of a commitment. Who confused the seed with the flower. Who thought planting counted as growing. Now here is the piece this full moon is quietly asking you to integrate. Mercury and Jupiter are adversaries by nature. They rule opposite signs. Mercury wants precision, proof, categories, the right answer before moving. But Jupiter wants expansion, faith, the leap, the willingness to go before you have the map. They have been in tension throughout this entire arc, but at this full moon, something's shifting. They are in a trine, water to water, Cancer to Pisces, and in mutual reception by bounds. The friction is still there, but in the background. But for the first time in this cycle, they're moving with each other instead of against each other. The eclipse axis, north node in Pisces, south node in Virgo, has been working on exactly this. The south node in Virgo is the release of perfectionism as a way of life. The north node in Pisces is the invitation into surrender, faith, and flow. But the teaching was never to abandon one for the other. It was to bring them into right relationship. Mercury in service of Jupiter. All the analysis, all the information gathering, all the precision. What if it was in service of something larger than itself? What if the research was not the destination, but the road? What if getting it exactly right was not the point, but getting it started was? Jupiter in service of Mercury. All the faith, all the expansion, all the big vision. What if it had to show its work? What if the dream had to produce something concrete, something traceable, something that existed in the world and not just in the intention? That negotiation between the mind that wants certainty and the soul that wants expansion is the real harvest this full moon is measuring. Not whether you got it perfect, but whether you let the two work together. The new moon gave you homework. The full moon gives you a mirror. Look at what you started in October, not what you plan to start, what you actually started. Where did you release something that needed releasing? Where did you build something that needed building? Where did you choose reality over fantasy in your relationships, in your work, and how you see yourself? And then sit back with these. What are you carrying now that you was not carrying in October? Not as a burden, but as the truth. Where did you show up for the vow even when it was inconvenient? What in your life looks different because you actually moved? Not because you intended to move, but because you did. What is the one thing that bloomed that you almost didn't plan? The full moon is full. The light is on everything. Everything? Everything. The scales are balanced by what's actually in them, not what you said you would put there. Saturn moved on because the review is complete. Venus is grounded and strong. Jupiter and Mercury are in each other's bounds, doing the work they resisted doing separately. The question was never whether you were the fool. The question is whether you showed up. This full moon, you find out what you grew. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit contact, you can leave me a message there. I would appreciate it if you like, share, follow I Am Astrology Reading. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to I Am Astrology Reading, hit booking. There's a link below, hit booking there. The conversation is free, the time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, if you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.